Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Youth sports parents are a different breed.
Oh, yeah.
And the different sports their kid plays, the different stereotypes you expect to encounter when you deal with them.
Mm.
But most of the ones that are all in on their kid's sports,
yep,
they're nuts. And our area is currently being overrun by a certain type of sports parent. But when it comes to the pain in the ass that sports parents can be, are the ones living on the east side for the next week right now the worst?
Uh-oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, as we speak.
What happened?
Little League baseball players from across the state of New York are playing some big-time ball in Penfield.
So is it like the playoffs or something, a World Series?
Bro, you don't even know. The town of Penfield is hosting the New York State Little League Championships.
Oh.
And this tournament...
Little Champions.
This is the tournament that you play in to eventually get to Williamsport, PA.
Oh, so this is the play-in game.
So it determines basically who represents the New York, essentially.
So they go from here to New England for the regionals, and then the winner of those goes to Williamsport.
Wait, so all the New York kids are coming here, then?
Yes, they're here now.
Oh, my God.
So Penfield was supposed to host this last year, but COVID, so they get their shot this year. There are eight teams in the tournament that kicked off on Tuesday morning.
Mm.
Fairport is the local team playing, but there are teams... and preteens from Albany, Long Island, Syracuse, New York City, all over the place.
Man.
And they will be here until Sunday when that state championship happens, all week long, overrun with travel baseball parents.
Mm.
Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
When I say travel baseball parent, what is the first stereotype that pops into your head?
Oh, stereotype? I mean, really with any travel kids sport, I mean, the parents are more intense than your kid's just playing in a local league.
Okay,
because it takes over your life, basically, right? I mean, your whole summer is dedicated to your kid playing sports. Like, you don't have no life,
sure,
but this kid playing this sport, right?
It's kind of like the point where you kind of determine this is going to be the thing my kid excels at.
You're right. And no, you're right. Every travel, whatever sport parent.
This is where your money goes.
Yes, and it makes them a little bit nuts, right?
Yeah.
But every sport has different pluses and minuses for those parents.
Okay.
And, I mean, I've heard...
Well, hockey's the big one.
Yeah.
Well, you say that, though, but with travel baseball specifically, when you're at this level, this is the only kids' sport where the whole nation tunes in to, like, their championship game. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you ever watched, like, a kids' sport on TV other than baseball?
I would hope not.
No, but this one, to our point... It is like a mini version of the World Series because ESPN has like announcers and stuff now. They've jazzed up that stadium.
Yeah, and they play the game on broadcast. ABC runs the championship game.
Because I remember being in that town and going to look at it. This is years ago.
Yeah.
It was just a little sandlot place to play baseball. Now it looks like a freaking stadium with, it's logoed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, those kids and their parents are on TV more than any other travel sport, I'm guessing.
So with that being said, phone number is 222-6000. Which sports parents have the worst reputation? And you got to tell us why. And if you want to jump in, 222-6000. The big ones seem to be, to your point, hockey.
Hockey's made headlines in the past. And then the other one is soccer.
So, okay, travel soccer parents.
But we've had stories where the parents get out of control, even here in town.
Yeah. Do you want to include dance moms? Are we going to count them as a sports
parent? But I haven't seen a dance mom get tossed.
Well, the dance moms, they're bad, but you only know they're bad if you're all in that world.
Mm.
You know,
they never make the news.
Okay. Well, yeah, because big dance mom, keeping it quiet. Big dance.
Yeah, they're holding it back.
All right, so being in the hockey parent world, I can attest it can get uncomfortable at times.
Mm-hmm.
The team my daughter has played on, we've lucked out. Parents have been cool and laid back, but there have been some things I've seen games before or after my daughter has skated. Dear,
I'm sure,
Lord. And I've noticed something about hockey parents in particular.
Mm.
Hockey parents, for whatever reason, have no problem saying whatever they feel like about anybody in the arena or on the ice at any time.
Well, and you have to yell it really loud so they can hear you on the ice.
So no filter.
Kimmy, it is so uncomfortable. Like, like these just normal-looking parents, and all of a sudden, they'll criticize someone else's kid.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Parents do it. It's pretty... I think it turns you... I bet you if you ask those parents before they started in that league, they would say, I would never do something like that. There's something about that level of competition and other parents that it just brings out the worst in people.
She's right. She's absolutely right. Because like there have been times where we're watching, just standing around waiting for my daughter's game to start, and someone from another team, something will happen on the ice, and they'll just say out loud, that kid sucks! And that kid's parents right.
It would freak me out. Like if my wife, I didn't know this, like turned into that parent like on me all of a sudden. Like it would be so disturbing to me. Like that was there and I didn't know it.
No, I'm with you 100%.
I mean,
man.
That would be such a game changer. Like you're gonna light up some kid learning how to play a sport.
But it is funny. Like you'll meet these hockey moms and before happened a couple of times with you meet these women, and very kind women, great
petite,
moms,
nice.
Right? Yeah. Petite. What does that have to do with anything?
You know what I'm saying. I can have my own fantasy, right? Can I?
And then all of a sudden, the game starts, and you are doing everything you can to slowly inch away from that person so they don't notice you're gone, but you don't want to be there anymore.
Okay. Man.
But I don't know. There's something about travel baseball that feels kind of douchey.
Do you mean?
Did your old man do it?
My husband's coached pretty much every level of baseball.
Yeah.
And I mean, he can tell you that the parents are nuts, but I don't know if they're necessarily any worse than any other sport out there. I think once you get to that level, parents are just crazy.
Because, like, I mean, every travel sport costs money. And I know hockey, I mean, look, I can tell you, hockey is expensive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it feels like hockey, there's a blue collar, white collar element to it where maybe I'm wrong. It feels like baseball, like the kids that play travel baseball are all high end kids. I didn't know any of my buddies on the West Side that played travel baseball.
So the only person I know that has a kid right now playing is a high-end person.
Okay. Because I had busted buddies that played travel hockey. Mm. I didn't have any busted buddies that played travel baseball.
I think baseball's grown since we were kids in terms of travel teams up here.
And I also know that these games go on forever like every other time I went to a Little League game to watch a nephew.
Well, these are the best of the Little Leagues.
God, they just take forever.
Yeah, it ain't a kid scratching his ass while they're, you know,
okay, so moves along at least. Right.
I think. I mean, right. I haven't been to these kids are, 11 and 12 for Little League World Series? I think so.
Okay.
I think so. You can go watch. You can go check it out. It's around
the corner. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Hey, old man. Hey, kid, how you doing?
Old man, look at this kid.
Yeah.
Get
I'll be arrested.
In the back of the police car.
And then he showed him some pictures. Took him out for lunch.
2226000. State Little League Championships are in Penfield. They started on Tuesday. We're going to have parents, travel baseball parents from all over the state of New York here in our area. Mm. Are they the worst of the sports parents, travel baseball? Pete's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, having been a sports parent, too, just like you, Pat, I have always found the level of, bad parents is directly proportional to the amount of money they're willing to spend on their kid's gear.
Good call.
If a 10-year-old has a $300 baseball bat, and I'm telling you, $300 is a good price for some of those high-end bats, and that kid's going to outgrow that bat in, let's say, a year, then chances are that parent's going to be kind of a pain. Now with hockey, again, I was a hockey dad too, just like you, Pat. The one thing hockey parents all have going for them is they're willing to travel 2.5 hours during a snowstorm for an 8-year-old to play a 6:30 a.m. game Sunday.
He ain't wrong.
So that can give you a little bit of an attitude.
Yeah, I would just be miserable just that drive would make me miserable.
Well, but here's the weird thing.
Take the game out of it.
But but Pete, you can attest to this. Like, I love watching my daughter play. I love watching my other daughter dance. Like, it brings me joy, right? But I will say this.
But the trek to get there.
But I don't get mad at the other kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I will get mad if my daughter doesn't, if I can tell she's not trying.
She's just phoning it in.
Yeah, I won't ever say anything to her about it.
Yeah, but
I get mad.
Yeah.
Like, I got my ass up at 4. I risked our lives to drive us, to Skinny Atlas for this hockey game, and you're going to half-ass it out there? What are you, nuts?
I would be pissed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and with, I've been, like Tommy, I've been to the Little League World Series, too. Took the kids down there just to watch it, no way were my kids near that level of play. But, you know, in Little League, you go from, like, orange slices and juice boxes to after the game. But down at the Little League World Series, you know, these kids, you know, juice boxes, no, they're juicing. I mean, every 12-year-old is, like, you know, 5'10", 160 for some of these kids playing. It's like, you know, come on.
Yeah, but even no matter, like, how good that team is, they're just going to get their dreams crushed by that team from Taiwan that has a kid that's 7 foot tall. They're claiming it's only 12.
Oh, yeah.
Well, by the way,
yeah.
No. Or, some of the Latin American countries also very good, and will crush your dreams.
All right.
Oh, yeah, with the forged birth certificate. I can't remember the...
Danny Almonte!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Petey,
yeah.
Petey, I got to go, buddy, but thank you for the call. I really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
All right, there goes Pete. He makes a great point. You can look at the kid, how much their gear costs, whatever the sport is, and you can tell exactly how douchey that parent is.
Yeah, so I guess the more money you've invested, the more anxiety you're getting from the sport. That makes sense. Because you're invested, like you said. And if you get scratching your ass, I don't want to play... And you drove 3 hours in a snowstorm? Yeah. Where's that $300 bet?
It could also... The other thing that could play a factor in, like, the worst sports parents, how many spectators generally attend that sport? Like, I'm thinking...
Just family, right?
Well, but I'm thinking... No, but I'm thinking, like, high school, like, football, for instance. Right. There are so many people usually at those games that maybe some of those bad parents get drowned out a little bit, whereas sports that are maybe more individual, where there aren't as many people in attendance, that's when those bad parents really stand out.
That's a great point. But, you know, you bring up football, what's always been odd to me personally, football is the most popular sport in America.
Right.
It's arguably the most aggressive sport your kid can play. Yet football parents don't have a negative reputation.
But again, it's because if you go to a football game, you see the students. I mean, there's just so many people there that...
It's an atmosphere.
No, but like, do you even hear the parents yelling?
But like, you know, I played football in middle school, right? Modified
and
football.
And you heard all the insults.
Yeah. But that's...
Bad boy.
No, but that's just it. I should have, right? Like, I was 11, 12, 13 years old. Mm. There were 25 people there. You could hear. I never saw anything inappropriate.
Yeah.
I don't remember growing up hearing anything in the stands or my dad yelling at me or anything like that. But is it because it's free to play? Like Pete just brought up? It
could be.
Because, like, if I play football through
my
school.
There are a lot of kids that play, yeah.
And there's no travel football, right?
No. Yeah. So.
I mean, there's like the Pop Warner teams, but it's not like,
but I mean,
this,
once you get to like the high school level, you just you
play for your high school.
Yeah, you buy your cleats and they give you all the rest of the stuff.
Oh yes, there you go. Football does it right for a change.
I see you guys on Hobo Gatti in a sec. Facebook message coming in. We're talking about the most ridiculous sports parents as Penfield is hosting the state Little League state championships. Mm-hmm. Parents, baseball parents from all over the state hanging out. Jessica writes us, soccer parents are the worst. Because half of the parents watching don't know the rules of the game, yet want to tell you everything you're doing wrong.
That would make sense.
I played soccer in college. I reffed. I coach. My sons play hockey now, and hockey parents are nothing compared to soccer parents.
I've definitely seen some bad soccer parents.
Worst stories we've read in the news were soccer.
And, like, a lot of the times for travel leagues, like, it's, like, teenagers that are, like, the sideline refs especially, and they hear it all from the parents. It's so bad.
We'll take one more call before we move on. 222-6000. Fireman Joe's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Joe, how you been, buddy?
Good, man, good. I had daughters, and they were both soccer and softball. We went all over for tournaments. And what I never understood was when they scheduled the Sunday games, why they scheduled the teams that were home in the morning, and then the teams that had to drive the farthest were the afternoon games. And I never understood that, and I prayed that my kids would lose so I could get home.
bro, I'm with him. Yeah. There have been some hockey tournaments we've been in.
You just want to get the hell out of there.
Well, I see the weather coming, and it's like, look, I want her to get a trophy, but if she don't get a trophy, I'm totally okay with leaving.
Traffic.
Yeah. We don't need this extra game.
Fine.
Well, why do you go to Lake Placid, and the home team plays at 10 o'clock, and the team from Henrietta plays at 3:30 in the afternoon, and then they got to drive the farthest.
I'm with you, bro. Preach.
Preaching
it out over here. All right, Joe,
still in pain.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. You laugh? Like, you will get PTSD from child sports.
I remember my parents bitching about it.
My daughter had the tournament 2 years ago in Rhode Island, right? They make it all
Rhode Island?
Yeah, we were in Rhode Island.
All the way out there?
Yeah.
Why?
because that's where the hockey tournament was.
Jesus Christ.
It was the Columbus Day Rhode Island hockey tournament. Right?
Oh, so, you didn't tell me. That's the big one.
But it was...
Columbus Day.
So we were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
so
and
you got
to
book the week.
So we had to book the 4 days. But here's the thing. Like, the girls, whatever, if they... They'll probably do okay.
Right.
They just keep winning. And they can't lose. So we get to this championship game. There's a semifinal game at 8 in the morning.
This is Monday.
And this is Monday. So I don't
Columbus
even,
Day.
I thought we were going to be able to leave on Sunday. Yeah. They weren't going to make the playoffs. Everything would be cool. I get an extra day to just hang out. Mm-hmm. No. 8 in the morning. They win the semifinal game. They're playing in the championship. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I got to drive back from Rhode Island. The game happens. Yeah. You want the worst part? So they get all this way.
Yeah.
0-0 tie, whole game, overtime, tied.
So then what?
Shootout.
Shootout?
They lost on the last shot of the shootout.
It's a long way home.
So let me ask you this. Let's say Sunday they're out.
Okay.
What do you do with that hotel room? Do you have to eat it?
They make it so, like, if you're here, you can take it. If not,
so you're not like, to eat a day at the Holiday Inn.
No, like, most of the time, there's, like, tournament hotels where they understand.
Cool. Because that would really piss me off. I paid for an extra hotel.
Oh, I'm staying. We're going to hang out at the pool all day.
There you go. Yeah, in the dead of winter. It should be awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.